morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Spirit has caused to be recorded in St. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to men. What are Christian values? When we hear of Christian values, the topic is usually about traditional moral standards. People who believe in traditional morality describe their moral standards as Christian values. Sometimes the discussion of Christian values enters into the political arena, as people try to persuade Christians that their particular political agenda squares best with Christian values. Living a well-ordered life in a country and community that respects the difference between right and wrong is of great value. Good health is valuable. A steady income, a satisfying job, good friends, a faithful spouse, and a loving family are all very valuable. Since God gives us all these blessings in answer to our prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," we could say that these are Christian values as well. That is to say, we value them as gifts from God, even as we value the Ten Commandments and the benefits of living a virtuous life. But if you had to choose from among all the things that we Christians value, what would be the most valuable gift of all? What would you choose? They brought to Jesus a paralytic lying on a bed. He was lying on a bed because he couldn't walk. There were no wheelchairs in those days. There was no handicapped access to buildings either. The paralytic depended on his friends to get from one place to another. It is one thing to do a favor or receive a favor. It is quite another matter to be utterly dependent upon the favors of others, as was this man. You can't go where you want to go unless someone is available to take you. Talk to people who are shut in or in some way disabled and talk to them about how much they want to ask others for help. Few people do. Who wants to be beholden to others for the very necessities of life? It is quite obvious to us what was most valuable for this man, this paralyzed man, that Jesus met in his hometown of Nazareth. It was to be able to walk, to get up and walk to wherever he wanted to go. That's what he needed. That's what was valuable. But when Jesus saw this man lying on a bed before him, he did not immediately heal him. Instead, he said, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." There you have the greatest Christian value. I doubt that the man knew it. I doubt the man's friends knew it, but Jesus knew it. That's what matters. Jesus knew what that man needed more than anything else. He needed to have his sins forgiven. The forgiveness of sins is the greatest Christian value. It is the most valuable thing we have in this life. And it is for this life. It is for here and now. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, says Jesus. He did not take that power away from this earth when he ascended into heaven. To the contrary, he laid claim to all power in heaven and on earth, as he gave to his apostles the great commission to preach the gospel and administer the sacraments everywhere in the world. Christ's authority to forgive sins is his alone to give. He has given it to the church alone. He said to his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosever sins you forgive, they are forgiven, and whosever sins you retain, they are retained." Who has the power to forgive sins? Only those who have the Holy Spirit have the power to forgive sins. The authority to forgive the sins of penitent sinners and to retain the sins of the impenitent sinners is what marks or identifies Christ's church on earth as a singularly unique institution. Why would the church want to trade this off for something else? Why would any Christian value anything more than this? If you have the forgiveness of sins, you are wealthy beyond compare. If you have the forgiveness of sins, you can suffer the loss of anything else and remain blessed. No treasure in the entire world can compare in value to the forgiveness we have received from Christ, our God and brother. The scribes knew that their Bible was true, and they knew it superficially. They copied the Bible. It was a very painstaking process that required careful safeguards. So those engaged in this work learned the text of the Bible. They learned it very well, but they didn't understand a word of what they read. They were offended that Jesus claimed the authority to forgive sins. They insisted that authority rested with God alone. That was true enough, but Jesus is both true God and true man. It was Christ's incarnation that so offended them, that God would become a man. Why on earth would he do such a thing? This doctrine offended them deeply. It would be demeaning for God to stoop so low as to take on flesh and blood and become the Son of Man. That's what they believed. They valued their view of God as a transcendent and sovereign deity who was far too high above us mortals to condescend to become a flesh and blood man. But they didn't know God. The greatest glory of God is in his condescension to us mortals. The crowd marveled and glorified God that he had given such power to men. What power was that? It was the power to heal a man whose legs were paralyzed, but more than that, it was the power to forgive that man all his sins. It was divine power. Because only God has the power to heal, and only God has the power to forgive. Jesus claimed the power to forgive, and he proved it by healing the paralytic. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He earned it. He who bore the sin of the world is the one who has authority to forgive sins. It is true that only God can forgive sins, but not even God could forgive sins apart from the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross for us all. God cannot deny himself. He cannot agree to a lie. He cannot compromise with evil. He cannot say that the soul that sins, it shall die. And then when he sins, he doesn't die. He can't threaten to punish all that transgress his commandments and then fail to punish anyone at all. He cannot stop being who he is. He is I am. And he cannot deny himself. But when the Son of God became the Son of Man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he became incarnate by the Holy Spirit to do in the flesh what had to be done in the flesh. He had to fulfill the law for sinners. He had to obey. He had to suffer. He had to take our place. Why does God have to do anything at all? Isn't he free? Isn't he Lord? Doesn't he do as he pleases? Yes, but God is love, and his love compelled him to do all that needed to be done so that he would with perfect justice forgive us sinners. Jesus earned the right to forgive sins, and so when he tells the sinner that his sins are forgiven, there can be no doubt that this is so. Let me give you three reasons why the forgiveness of sins that Jesus earned for you and that Jesus gives to you whenever you hear the gospel is the most valuable thing you have in this life. First, the forgiveness of sins that Christ gives to you here on earth enables you to live with confidence that God is looking on you favorably. When God is on your side, you can face anything. You can lose your job, your health, your reputation, your friends, and your money, and you will still know that God loves you and cares about you and is not angry with you. If God Himself is on your side, you can cope with the loss of many things you treasure. When God forgives you all your sins, He is on your side. He doesn't forgive piecemeal. He doesn't forgive and then harbor anger. He forgives completely and without holding anything back. You are living a victorious life here on earth when you have received the forgiveness of sins that Jesus alone can give. Second, the forgiveness of sins that Jesus gives to you here on earth enables you to forgive those who sin against you. The problem we have in forgiving those who do us wrong is that we are constantly expecting them to deserve or earn or in some way merit forgiveness from us, and this is why we withhold it from those who do us wrong. But Jesus forgives us even though we don't deserve it, cannot earn it, and do not merit it. Only in receiving forgiveness freely given to us from Jesus, who bore our sins, do we learn how to forgive others. A bitter and unforgiving heart is pure poison. When we know that our sins are forgiven, we have the power to forgive those who have sinned against us. Third, the forgiveness of sins that Christ gives to you here on earth brings with it eternal life with God in heaven. Heaven is our home. What could have kept us out of heaven? Our sin would have kept us out. God cannot tolerate sin. He cannot approve of it. He cannot embrace it. But the Son of God and the Son of Man took all sin upon Himself, and He suffered for it. For His sake, God forgives. These three go together: Christ, forgiveness of sins, and heaven. There is no forgiveness of sins without Christ. Only He has the authority on earth to forgive sins. There is no forgiveness of sins for anyone outside of the Holy Christian Church, for it is to His church that Christ gave the power to forgive. You need forgiveness. You need forgiveness because you're a sinner. You haven't loved God with your whole heart and soul and mind. You have not loved your neighbor as yourself. You've hated. You have done wrong, violating God's commandments. You need forgiveness. You need Jesus. And just as there is no forgiveness without Jesus Christ, with Him there is always forgiveness. There simply cannot be any doubt about it. Jesus never forsakes us. Be of good cheer, He says. Be of good cheer because you stand before God as a righteous saint, because Jesus washed away your sins by His blood and told you in His gospel that your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer because you can forgive your neighbor without suffering any loss thereby. Be of good cheer because you will spend eternity in heaven forgiven of your sins, at peace with God, enjoying divine love forever and ever. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Nothing in heaven or on earth is more valuable than that. Amen. It's good to have you on this program every Sunday, Christ for Us. We welcome you to visit us at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, Sunday morning at 8:30, Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney, Sunday morning at 10:45. Tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.